Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. How's your heart? King David said, "Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin." Buckle your seatbelt and listen as Pastor Joel shares the reality of man's heart in the teaching series entitled, What is in Your Heart? What's on Your Heart?
When we get to the point where lives are expendable for money, finances, or even the economy, and we leave God out, we got a problem. And that's what happens when we leave God out. We can't see any further than our noses. We can't see any further than the economy. We can't see any further than the houses we live in and say, what's going to happen to my 401k plan and what's going to happen to my IRA? We can't see any further because we can't see God. Amen. And that's the problem. It's a heart condition. It's a heart situation. I'm so glad God said, I want not one to perish. Hmm. Not one does he want to perish.
What if they're not ready to go? If the path
whether they're ready to go or not, you're not going before the Lord. Lord says, I want not one to perish.
One to perish.
But these are some of the examples that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 7:23. And all of you, all you have to do is plug in the behavior to the words that Jesus. Just look at 7:23 in your Mark 7:23. Just that one verse, and plug in. See what you can plug into all the things that Jesus is talking about in that scripture, when he says thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit. It's 22. Deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. See how much of that you can attribute to what's going on today.
Pride would be a big one.
Pride is a big one. Now she's writing my sermon, because that's just what the Lord gave me. That's how you know when he's working in us. He said pride is a big one. Okay, that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Believe it or not, some people haven't even adhered to the laws of the land. Some people haven't worn a mask or gloves. And they get on the air and they get on TV and they say, I'm not wearing anything. I don't have to wear anything. Nothing's going to happen to me. And I know, I don't have a fever. I don't have this. I don't have that. Next thing you know, they've contaminated hundreds of people and they don't even know it.
They don't even care.
Okay. That's a heart. That's a self-serving heart. And we're seeing all these things go on now. Some are just plain old foolish and evil, just like Jesus said. He says just foolishness. Okay. Just as he speaks in Mark 7:20-23. Read it. And here's the kicker, friends. Unless you come to know Jesus, you'll forever be a victim of your heart. You'll be a victim of your heart, and you won't even know you're a victim. You ever heard the term, ignorance is bliss? Oh, everything's just fine. I'm fine. Everything's going on well. I don't have any problems. And the whole roof is caving in. That's like having termites and you don't even know it. Until you see the droppings. Then it's too late. It's already infested. Infested, whichever way you want to put it. So that's what we get when we don't know our own deceiving hearts. That's why you have to watch your heart. You see, money, power, prestige, accolades, no matter how big you think you are, you're still a victim of a deceitful heart if you don't know the Lord. You're still going to be deceived. Even more so because we're going to be so intent to look at stuff and look at the bottom line and look and see if we're in the black or in the red and that type of thing, and you're going to have a problem. Check out what you're seeing in this pandemic. And by the way, if our nation's leaders are ascribing that citizens should wear masks for the most part, and if it will save lives and they believe it, why would leaders themselves not wear masks? That's just a question I'm throwing out there, because I know people are asking these questions. We don't shy away from questions around here. We don't shy away from the truth around here. This is spirit of truth. Why is that? Let's look at what Paul says in Galatians 5:13, Pastor. Can you read that one for us? I think that's a quick one.
Galatians 5:13 says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty." You've been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another.
Amen. You see, Paul is instructing us not to use freedom and entitlement as leverage to operate in your own flesh. See, we can't afford to make rules and not follow rules. We can't afford to. I can't tell you to do something and I don't do it myself. Speed of the leader, speed of the team. That's what God wants, okay? Matter of fact, the leader might have to go down first. That's the way it is in spiritual warfare or in life. The conductor of the ship has to go down with the ship. The people that worked on the Titanic went down. They stayed. Even some of the men that were playing the music, that were doing the entertainment, they stayed till the boat sank. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we need to think about these things, and we're seeing all this envelop in front of us, develop in the pandemic. God said, "I'm going to give you a nice, big, fat piece of pie so you can really see what's in it." That's what he's doing now. He's showing us what's in this thing. Indeed, we're gonna
revealing.
See. Yes, he's revealing things.
Mm-hmm. Uncovering.
Uncovering things. He's pulling the lid back.
Mm-hmm.
He's pulling the lid back. Okay? So we can really see what's going on. Alright? We're gonna see this. So people claim to be we're seeing people claim to be followers of Christ, but you just can't find Christ in them. Have you seen that? Have you seen people that say, "I'm a Christian and I know Christ and I know the Lord and I know this," but their actions say something else? Talked to a man the other day. Told me he was saved. Next thing I know, he just started cursing. Now, maybe he is. Maybe he is saved. But obviously, he needs to be delivered from some things. If you can talk to a pastor on the one hand, and then let these profanities come out of your mouth, you're not in control of what you're saying. Your heart is deceiving you. But we have patience, and we pray for people, and we hope they'll come around. Because if you hit them with the word too hard, they just might collapse. You see what I mean? So we, as proponents of the word of God, have to be patient. We have to do all the things that's in Galatians 5:23. We have to have all the love, peace, joy, kindness, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness, and self-control. But then our leaders who are leading us through the storm, we have to demand it of them too. By God's word, not our. The word commands it. The Lord commands it. Amen. And this is not just people out in the public, not just our first responders or police chiefs or even politicians, but men of God in the church, pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. If we're appointed to these offices, then we have to lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be willing to go the extra mile. We have to be willing to take the hit. We have to be willing to shepherd the sheep. We have to be willing to walk the walk instead of just talking the talk. We have to be willing to hold church.
Yes.
If they don't have it in a church, you hold it in your house.
Yes.
If you don't have a house, you go outside and you hold it.
Yes.
If they won't let you hold it on the corner, you keep walking with a bullhorn and you preach the word and you live the word and you check your heart to make sure it's lined up with God.
Yes.
We have to. We don't have a choice.
Yes.
We don't have a choice. Nothing else is more important than that. Nothing. We got to lead by example. The Bible tells us in Luke 12:48, "To whom much is given, much is required." Amen? That's true.
Amen.
Everything in this Bible is true. And in Matthew 18:6-7, Jesus mentions the penalty of causing one of his little ones to perish. One to stumble. If you cause one of his sheep to stumble, now I want you to know he's not just talking about little children. He's talking about one who is in Christ trying to find his way, trying to find the narrow road. And we lead them the wrong way because of our wrong hearts and wrong way action. He said it'd be better if a millstone were tied around your neck and you're thrown into the bottom of the sea. That's what Jesus says. So then what part does a heart play in those who have been put in place and allowed to lead? Whether it's our country, whether it's in the church, mm-hmm. whether it's in the home. What part do you play in your house? Are you leading by example? Are you leading your household as God wants you to lead? Where is your heart in all of this? What's coming out of your mouth? What's coming out of your actions?
What are your fruits?
Where's the fruit? Amen. These are things to think about. What about those who are in place in God's churches during this crisis situation? What parts do our hearts play? These are questions that we have to answer. This crisis situation is putting some things in front of us. God is allowing us to see some things. All right? What do you do? The heart plays a large part in this. That's why it's absolutely paramount that our hearts be turned to God. Our hearts have to be turned to God, both as individuals and as a nation, and finally as a world. So the U.S. goes, so goes the rest of the world, believe it or not. Other countries are watching us. Other countries watch the U.S. Sure, they spy on us. We spy too. We're all a bunch of spies. But the point is, we've been on top for so long that other countries want the blueprint. They want your SOP, standard operating procedures. But when we start getting away from God, we get in trouble. Because our hearts are deceitful. Don't forget that. Don't forget it. Pastor, tell us what the psalmist says in 119:11. I saw Sister Karen. I know she knows what this one is. She tells it all the time.
Your heart,
Psalm
I have
hidden.
Psalm 119:11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart. Mm-hmm. That I might not sin against you.
Amen.
Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Your word, thank you, Pastor. This is how to walk on straight street. Say, Lord, your word I've hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. If you don't want to sin, you've got to hide the word in your heart. We have to hide the word in our hearts. America has to start getting in this word and hiding it in their hearts.
Amen.
The church, if you haven't done it yet, if you just come to church to hear music, or if you just come to church to dress a certain way, if you just come to church to be with your family and your friends, if you just come to church to see who's got the new car and who's got a Jaguar or whatever else, if you just go to church for that and you haven't hidden the word in your heart, your heart is deceiving you.
You better preach that word.
Huh? Your heart is deceiving you. If you're going to church counting people to see that you, because you think of the amount of people you have in the church means you got a thriving church, you better check your heart.
Come on, preach that word.
You can have, I don't know how many thousand people, and you can have a thriving church, but you really got a conniving church. You got to know, you got to have a word. He says, your word, hide it in your heart. It's going to make some things obsolete. You're not going to care about some things.
Holy Spirit.
You got the word hidden in your heart.
Speak through him, Holy Spirit.
Matthew 7:13, it says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the path that leads to destruction. There are many who go that way, because narrow is the way, and difficult is the road that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
Open his mouth.
There are few who find that narrow way. I'm telling you, we better check our hearts, people. God shut the doors to some things. Say, I want you to come out of your house.
I'm from among them.
And find out what's important to me. That's what the Lord is saying. What's important to me? I want you to know. This is a time for introspection.
Amen.
Your word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. What a powerful and concise verse of scripture this is.
Yes.
This is the only way we can be reformed in our hearts. You see that? It's the only way that you can be reformed in your heart is by hiding the word there.
Yes.
You can't know your heart.
Can't know.
Unless it's the word. The word is an x-ray that goes through you to tell you what's in your heart.
Yes.
The word is a sonogram.
Yes.
Huh? The word is a scan that looks in you and says, I see what's in your heart.
Oh, Jesus.
The word of God, the word I've hidden in my heart,
yes,
that I might not sin against you.
Yes.
Then when you got the Lord in your heart, you got the word in your heart, yes, you can overcome anything else that this world throws at you.
Yes, yes.
God wants us to know that.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You're not going to worry about some things.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
They're going to bother you a bit, but you're going to say, you know what? I've put myself right before the Lord. I'm trying to do what He wants me to do. And if He has me going through this, if He has me going out like this, then I'm okay with it, because my word, His word is in my heart. If they take your Bible and say, never read a Bible again, I don't care, because it's in my heart anyway. I already know the word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I meditate on this word, hallelujah, and this word is what's driving me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The word you hide in your heart.
Hide that word.
That you won't sin against God.
Hide God's word.
Your wife can't get you to sin against
God.
Your husband can't get you to sin against God. Your friends can't get you to sin against God.
Obey His word. Hide it and obey it.
The economy can't get you to sin against God. The LGBTQ can't get you to sin against God. When you hide the word in your heart. The Pope, nope, can't get you to sin when you hide the word in your heart.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Your word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you for your word, Lord.
Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Yes.
You know why? Because the heart, the word was in the heart of Job. His friends couldn't get him to turn. His wife couldn't get him to go against God.
Woman, you must
be even though he couldn't understand
it. Yes.
He said, you talk like one of those foolish women. It wasn't Mother's Day. But he told his he told his wife that. Meaning that the word, the relationship with the Lord.
Even on Mother's Day, amen, you gotta get the truth.
Amen, amen,
get
amen.
The truth out, even if it's Mother's Day.
Amen. Powerful bit of scripture. The true word of God, then, it enables us to refrain from falling into sin, which abounds from being led by a deceitful heart. Do you all see that? I hope you see that.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, when you truly accept Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, your heart undergoes a transformation. Do you know that? Before you came to Christ, you operated by a different standard, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And God started pruning your heart.
Purging, cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it undergoes a transformation. Watch this. Listen to what the Lord says in the book of Ezekiel. Let's go back a little bit. Let's go to Ezekiel 36. And Pastor, can you read Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27?
Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27 says, mm-hmm, I will give you a new heart and
Lord,
a new spirit
come
within
on
you. Come I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear that? What a powerful bit of scripture. I tell you, I love this Bible. I love the word because I can't find any loopholes in it. I told you before, when the Lord came to me and spoke to me and I saw angels, I had to make sure I wasn't crazy. So I asked the Lord a lot of questions and I tried to catch him in something. Forgive me, no disrespect intended, but I wanted to make sure that this wasn't something that was a lie coming to me. And so I asked the Lord some things, and he answered question after question, and I could not find an answer to this Bible. I could not find the contradiction. I thought I had found some contradictions, but when you read this Bible, and that's why it's important to read it over and over again, because the Word of God is living and powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it pierces even through the division of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Okay? That's what the Word says, and it's true. And when you start studying this Word, you find that you can't get around it. You can't get under it. You can't get over it. You can't get over it, okay? You'll find that out.
Amen.
And in this word right here, this is the Lord speaking. He says, I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.
Yes.
He says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that that old heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
Yes.
I'm going to take that old hardened, crusty, rusty, dusty heart out of you, and I'm going to give you a nice, juicy, loving heart of flesh.
Give it to me, Lord.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you see that in your Bible, in your translation, that says God saying, I'm giving you a heart transplant? It's there. You just heard it a different way. That's what he's saying. He said, I'm here to give you a heart transplant.
Yes.
A spiritual heart transplant.
Yes.
I'm about to give you a bypass.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm about to disconnect that foolishness and connect you with righteousness.
Hallelujah.
That's what he's saying.
Hallelujah.
I'm about to pull that old drippy, lippy heart out of you and put in my heart, my spirit in
Hallelujah.
You. That's what God is saying.
Hallelujah.
It's the heart content. Every Christian walking should be walking tall. Not
yes.
proud, but tall in the Lord, saying that
yes.
the Lord has
strong
given me
strength.
A transplant.
Yes.
I'm no longer a victim. I'm more than a conqueror through
Come
Jesus
on.
Christ.
Come
I can
on.
Do all things through Christ who strengthens
yes.
me.
Yes.
He
yes.
said, that's what the word said.
Yes.
Who shall separate me from the
yes.
love of God?
Yes.
No one.
Yes.
Shall tribulation, distress, persecution,
yes.
nakedness,
yes.
peril,
yes.
or sword, for I'm persuaded. That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to
Nothing.
Come, nor height, depth,
Nothing.
Or any other created thing
Nothing.
Shall be able to separate
Nothing.
Us from the love of God,
Glory.
Which is in Christ Jesus
Hallelujah.
Our Lord. That's what
Hallelujah.
He said.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's all.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
That's a matter of the heart.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
Come on,
to
y'all.
God.
That's
Thank
the
you,
matter
Father.
Of the heart.
Thank you,
Think
for
about
the
it.
Heart.
How great would it be?
Thank
How
you,
wonderful would it be
Thank
if
you,
everyone
Lord.
In the world were moved from a heart that was truly tuned in and turned on
Lord
to God,
God.
24/7 maximum
Thank
order?
You,
How would
Praise
it be
Lord.
If we were all tuned in
Do
and
it,
turned
Lord.
On to God?
Do it, Lord.
Come on,
Do
y'all.
It, Lord. Do
everyone,
it.
All in
Do
with
it,
Jesus.
Do it, Lord, right now. Do
I
it.
I mean, no faking, no fronting. All in with Jesus.
Do it, Lord. Do that. Do that. Hallelujah. Change. Transform. Hallelujah.
I dare say we wouldn't be in this pandemic now.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe we wouldn't be in the position we're in today. I believe that some things would be different now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I believe that our leaders would see things differently. I believe that the church would be behaving differently.
Thank you, Lord.
And we were all in, truly turned on.
Yes.
Truly turned in.
Yes.
Truly on the right frequency with
yes.
God.
Yes.
Not taking a minute off, not taking a day off.
Yes, yes, yes.
Meditating on the Word of God.
Meditating.
I know we wouldn't be in this position.
Meditating.
I think, I know we wouldn't be in this position.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We
Thank
find
you,
ourselves
Lord.
In this position.
Thank you, Lord.
But you know what? The good thing about all this is God is faithful.
Faithful.
He's still willing to extend his hand, and he's beckoning people to come. He's beckoning people to come. He's given us time. He told us. He said, I'm giving them time. This is a preview of what's to come, folks. We still have time to get our hearts right, but
yes.
where is your heart?
Yes, yes.
And what's on your heart? He's given us time. He knows, we just don't know. Huh? He's beckoning all people to come to him in order to learn what's truly in their hearts.
Yes.
Amen. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is Miracles of God, with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. To listen to today's message and previous broadcasts, go to spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And while you're there, connect and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And if you've been blessed by today's message, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimony, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. Financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us live on Facebook, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of the teaching series, What's in Your Heart with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.